Because looks are everything.
Get down. The Autobright Direct Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another Autobright Podcast. I've got Dale and Kev in the room with me today. Hi, folks.
Hello.
Hello.
Are we well?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah. Not too bad. Thank you. Not too bad. So, another podcast.
So, for a change, it doesn't feel like it's been a long time since we did the last podcast.
No. It doesn't actually, does it? Yeah. Which is really good.
We're back in the swing.
We're back in the swing of things. So, plenty to talk about.
We have.
Anyway, so, this podcast, right, I think we should talk about something a bit different, maybe. I don't know. So, let me put it very, very brief and simple. What detailing products, what's your top five detailing products, AD detailing products, of course, that you simply cannot live without?
That's a good question.
I see this popping up on, you know, local Facebook pages and forums and whatnot. You know, what's your top five?
I've seen a lot of people say, never used them before.
Yeah.
I've got, you know,
recommendations.
Buy a few products. Your recommendations?
Yes. So, I think we've all got a list, haven't we, of our personal top five.
We have, and now we've done this list without seeing what the other people were doing.
Mm.
So we can only apologise if we do this top five and we've all got the same products listed as our top five. That'd be a pretty short discussion, wouldn't it?
It would really, yeah.
Mine won't be the same as yours.
Of course it won't. That'd be different, won't
it? But these aren't in any particular step order.
No.
Six step order. These are personal favourites.
Yes.
You know, and
stuff that if you only had five products to use the rest of your life, basically.
What would you pick? Yeah, what would you pick?
It was really hard as well.
It's quite difficult, to be honest. So I'm going to kick off here. Cool. Not literally. I'm going to kick this this list off. I'm not no particular order. I'm going to give you one. Okay, you ready?
Please don't.
Pardon?
Are you ready?
You said in no particular order though, Dale, so...
You can go first.
My first one is
dum, dum, dum.
Just the tonic.
That was on my list.
But the thing is, Kev, you know, we can talk about it now. You can get your views, I can get my views.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So that's one of my favourites. Just
it's a great
tonic.
Product.
It is. So why I like it so much is because it's the kind of product that you can't live without, to be honest. Just the tonic, you know. I hate tar. Especially on a lighter colour vehicle. I hate it. I think it looks horrible. And just the tonic, I think it's probably one of the most effective products that I think we've got.
In terms of what it does and how
in terms of what it does,
it
how does quickly it actually dissolves the tar right in front of your eyes. Mm-hmm. I think it's magic.
Yeah.
It really is magic.
It's a popular product.
It is. It's a popular product. Everybody loves just the tonic and it's so, so effective. You know, I mean, there's some tar removers on the market, as we know.
Don't look at me, say no names.
No names. As we know, and they are not effective at all.
No, you know, it involves a lot of scrubbing and wiping.
Yeah, you've got combined products, like a bug and tar remover, that simply don't work. They're not. Maybe a bug, but not a tar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just the tonic is a specific design tar, and it's a glue remover as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
it works great for debugging if you want to
debug. It does, 100%. But if you want to remove that horrible, disgusting tar off your car, just the tonic is
you don't realize how good it is until you've actually sprayed it on some on a panel.
No, how quick
then,
it works,
yeah. You see the tar spots start, even tar spots you can't see, then you see them start to run. You think, wow,
it's really. The best way of doing it is when you use it on a car that's got a lot of tar on it, and you see an entire panel start to run.
It has got a wow factor, hasn't it?
Do you remember a few years ago, Kev, when we had that car in? I think it was at the old place, and it was absolutely covered in tar all down the bottom. I think it was like a gold-coloured car. I can't remember what it was.
That would have been my old Renault Scenic.
Was it yours?
Yeah. I did a video one Saturday morning.
That was it?
Did resurface the road, and I just sprayed it on, and the whole bottom of the door just went black.
Yeah.
Because yeah, you can just see it all running off.
It kind of it pulls all the brown tinge as well out of the off the clear coat as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just the tar, do you know what I mean? It's brilliant.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
just the tonic.
Just the tonic. That's one of my favourites.
Yes, that's one of my favourites as well.
Okay.
Damn.
It's not in my top five, although it is a fantastic product.
Go on then, Dale, what have you got?
So, probably no surprise here, but my no particular order would be the Extreme Bike Cleaner.
Wow. Well, of course, that was obvious, wasn't it?
That's going to happen, wasn't it?
That's going to happen. Okay, go on then.
But yes, it's a great all-round product for if you're looking after your bike or mountain bike.
Because this is your area of expertise.
Yeah, I'm more of a, everyone knows I'm more of a bike guy than cars. Cars is just a form of transport for me.
Yeah.
Well, my bikes are a form of pleasure and something I want to look after. So, yeah, when we introduced the bike cleaner, it was like, wow.
And I tell you what, it is a phenomenal bike cleaner.
It is.
It's really, really.
Like, it's so effective. It's just unreal.
And we were saying the other day, weren't we, about, you know, sensitive surfaces on bikes.
It's completely safe.
Yeah.
On all like you were saying on the last podcast, I think a lot of bikes have different surface areas. And,
yeah,
you
know, different materials.
So, and we've tested extensively on a lot of bikes, and Nigel Taylor's helped us do that as well.
He's been great, Nigel. He's done a lot of testing, and we've been through various different samples with him, you know, and we've nailed it.
Between us, we've nailed it.
Yeah,
and we've come out with a fantastic product.
It is. I mean, I knew you were going to say that, to be honest. It's obvious.
Wasn't much of a surprise, was it?
Really? Well, not only that, though. I mean, it's not just, don't just take my word for it. It was reviewed in Motorcycle News.
Yep.
And it beat, I'm not going to mention the names, but it beat two, you know, well-known competitors of ours in the bike world. So.
And it is a fantastic product. It really is. So, yeah, that's a good one, Aristotle.
Yeah.
Well done.
Kev?
So, I've got a couple of different products on here. Hopefully, some of these are slightly lesser known products, but knowing you, probably picked them for your list anyway.
Go on, then.
So, I'm going to go with Jaffa Clean.
Oh, I got that.
Good product.
That's
good.
Wow.
Now, why I like Jaffa Clean so much is it is a really good product for multiple surfaces, different areas of the car. It not only degreases, but it also leaves a nice glossy finish as well.
Because you can use it on various different surfaces as well.
You can dilute it as well. So, you know, you can dilute it a little bit if you want it to go a bit further. But engine bays, inner wings, door shuts, you can even use it on wheel arches, suspension components. It works on loads of areas. It's a light degreaser with a little bit of a dressing in it as well.
And a top tip here I got off for mentioning Nigel Taylor again is if you've got a bike, Kev, if you've got a little bit of chain fling,
on your
chain
wheel.
Loop fling on your wheel, it's great for getting that off. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, because it's a solvent and silicon based product.
Yeah,
Jaffa Clean is, so it will dissolve, you know, grease and whatever. Not heavy grease, but light.
Yeah.
You know, light grease. But everything it touches, it leaves a finish as well.
Yeah,
for the silicon,
and that's why it's great for like your rear wheel on your bike.
Yeah.
I mean, for door shuts on a car, I mean, obviously we were talking about in the last podcast, we were about getting in the nooks and crannies. So for door shuts and around hinges and stuff, even just spraying it onto microfiber towel and just giving it a wipe is normally enough to just lift it and, you know, help the inside the door shuts and match the finish of the outside of the car.
And for something that degreases, it's quite a pleasant smell, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a, you know, it's not a super strong solventy smell or unpleasant to use in any way. You can use it on a brush or you can use it on a microfiber towel. Really good product and something that I use on pretty much every car I clean.
It's got loads of uses, hasn't
it? It does. Just give it a good shake before use and away you go.
It's a very, very underrated product, is Jaffa Clean.
It is a great product.
Brilliant.
That's good one choice on that was, Kev. My list.
Well done, Kev. Yeah,
thank you.
That was. okay. My go. Okay. No particular order. My second product that I simply cannot live without is MagiSeal.
I bet Kev's got that on his list.
I haven't actually.
Wow, didn't expect that.
Kev's thinking out of the box then.
It's because I knew Mark would put it on his list, that's why.
MagiSeal for me is, it's tremendous, it really is.
Is it like Sunday dinner?
Yeah, it says it's just so little effort. You know, you're spraying a product out of a foam lance, AD foam lance of course.
Or out of a bottle.
Out of a bottle. You know, if you like by spray or whatever, it's just the rewards that it gives you and the gloss that it gives you by just spraying something on that car is phenomenal.
Little effort, a lot of reward.
Phenomenal, you know, and that's what we get off our customers, don't we? The feedback that we get. You know, it's so easy to use. You know, they wash the car and they manage to seal it. Done.
Yeah.
You know, and it lasts. You know, one application can last up to 3 months.
Yeah, it's one of them products that almost makes you not need any other protection products.
Don't say that, Kev.
Almost.
Almost.
One thing I will say with MagiSeal, though, as well, is when we state what the durability is on MagiSeal as well, we're not saying just saying that that's the maximum durability you can get out of it. We're saying it's not a product you need to use week in, week out, either. No. So because of the longevity of the product and because of the way the product is in terms of its chemical makeup, you don't want to be using it week in, week out. But, you know, once a month, once every 6 weeks, that's fine for maintaining your protection.
Epic product.
Can't beat MagiSeal.
Can't.
MagiSeal. Next, Dale.
Is it me?
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Abyss.
Damn, that's on my list as well.
I knew that comment, to be honest.
It's got to be on it. I think Abyss is one of everyone's favourites.
It's been with us for a long, long time, Abyss has. A long time. It first started in the Hellshine range back in the day, and then basically we introduced the paste form, and then we introduced the liquid form, and I think the liquid form was more popular.
A little bit easier to work with.
Easy to work with.
Yeah.
Not as durable as the paste, but...
Only slightly,
but it's...
Application is
a dream.
Yeah.
With the liquid.
And obviously it's more temperature tolerant as well than the paste was.
Yeah.
So.
And you can put Abyss on trims, which is phenomenal on trims. But I mean, it is mainly a paint sealant. That's what it was bought out for, paint sealant. So the hydrophobic water behaviour on paints is ridiculous with Abyss.
Even on plastics, though.
And plastics. And trims.
Yeah.
If you've got any mini trims that go over the arches and bottom cells.
Or Vauxhall Corsi.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It restores. It restores
my trims
the colour.
Are terrible on mine.
Yeah. It restores the colour as well back in the trim.
It does, yeah.
So it's phenomenal.
And
it really
goes a long way.
It's not on my list, Dale, to be honest, which I'm surprised about. It was difficult. It's difficult.
Though.
It really is. You know, so many products. But it's a brilliant choice.
And it's a really good product for bikes.
It is a great product for bikes. I use it on my bikes all the time, especially like on your plastic handguards or plastic trims, screens.
It's so versatile. Yeah, because it's so multi-purpose. Like with normal paint sealants, you've got to be careful that you don't get it on the plastics or don't get it on the rubbers and things like that. At best, it takes some of that pressure off.
Yeah.
So you don't have to make sure your application is pinpoint accurate when you're going along the bottom of the window rubbers or near the plastic trims.
Mm.
I've even known people use this tyre dressing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it works really well on tyres.
Yeah.
If you remember in the last podcast, we were on about instructions.
Yes.
On the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're using Abyss, you need to look at those instructions and how to apply.
You do.
Especially on paint.
I mean, I would say Abyss is probably not the easiest product in the world or not the easiest product that we have to apply. However, when you get it right, it's one of the most rewarding.
Yeah. It is,
And with the applicator, once your applicator's primed, you don't need as much product as you think you do you, Kev?
Yeah, dry applicator is... So when you're first applying it, obviously, and you've got a dry applicator, yes, you might struggle a little bit, but once the applicator's primed, you're using like one pea-sized drop can do you half a car. It can do you a wing and two doors.
And we have probably done a small bottle now.
It's a 100ml bottle now. 100ml
bottle now. So
even that'll last you months.
Yeah.
And I've even used it as a wheel sealant when I've got no wheel sealant handy. I've sealed my wheels with it.
I mean,
it works
engine bay plastics.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, whatever it touches, apart from glass, obviously keep it away from the glass, but paintwork, trims, plastics, etc. It's magic.
It does.
It's a magic product.
You did well there when you bought out of this mark.
It's really, really good.
I mean, how long has Abyss been with us now? You brought Abyss out, I think, just before I started.
Just before you started, which is
I was going to say longer than me.
So, about 10 years.
About 10 years, Ten years and it's still going.
10-year
anniversary. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Wow. 10 years. And it's one of...
It's not fading as a product, is it? It's got some longevity in it.
Yeah, I think
it's definitely as popular as it was.
Yeah, I think so. I just think it's one of those products that you'll always want in your collection, won't you?
Yeah.
You know.
I think it's one of our products as well. Like I know we're always working hard to reformulate and improve our products, but I don't see how we could ever improve on Abyss, if I'm honest.
No, no Not me. No, not me. It's an epic product. It really is. And that was a good choice.
Cool.
Yeah, my choice as well.
Oh, lucky Kev.
Okay.
Kev's running out. Yeah. Kev's running out of choices.
Yeah, I've lost two already. Okay, so I'm going to go with one that probably a lot of people will agree with, and that's Magifoam.
Oh, Magifoam.
What can you say about Magifoam?
Again, it's epic.
Of our longest lasting products.
Magifoam has been going now longer than 10 years. Yeah. I'd probably say 15 years.
So definitely one of the OG products then.
Yeah, definitely.
Again, as a snow foam, you know, works really well. Really high foam. Mm. You can get it really thick if you want to. You can make it thin if you want to. It's really effective.
Yeah.
Doesn't strip existing protections.
Nope.
And got a long dwell time, which, you know, going back to when I first started using snow foams, the first snow foam I ever used would dwell for about a minute. It was literally spray it on, walk around to the other side of the car, that side was gone. And obviously through, you know, tweaking the formula and stuff, we came out with Magifoam, which is one of our still one of our most popular selling foams.
I mean,
when used correctly, it's like shaving foam, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, you can apply Magifoam on your car, and you know, you could probably leave it there for about 10 minutes, and it won't move.
Mm-hmm.
It just provides, it just gives it a skin of foam on the car, and it will not move until you rinse it.
And it's got great cleaning power. It works.
Yeah, it works a treat. And it's great
and choice, Gav.
You know, despite the fact that it's maybe not as exciting as some of the newer foams we've released, still sells really well.
It still sells really well.
To be honest, Kev, I didn't have that on my list because I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say Magifoam. That's why I haven't got it.
Of course, I say, mate, you can't clean a car and not have Magifoam on there.
No, you can't. But it wasn't on my list.
Oh, okay.
Right, I'll give you the next one. Now, I'm gonna give you a product here, and you'll think, wow, didn't expect that. And my choice is Super Sheen.
Yeah, I can see why.
What you gotta think about with Super Sheen is you can use it. I mean, mainly Super Sheen was brought out as an arch dressing. Okay, plastic arches, it's amazing. Once you've cleaned your arches, all you've got to do is spray, and it gives you that as new finished look. It's amazing. But Super Sheen can be used on plastics, trims, arches, tyres. You can use it. You can. I mean, we don't recommend it, but you can use it inside when you're spraying it, when you're spraying on a towel or an applicator. So you can, to a certain degree.
Yeah, I have come across people before that have used it on interior plastics, even vinyl seats.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
we get a few commercial guys in here who use like commercial vehicles who use it on the inside. Well, it's just a quick shine.
Well, when we, God, I can get my ways. Do you remember when we went Waxstock, when we visited Waxstock? There was a farmer that came up to me, and because obviously the silicon prices of silicons were massive, and he asked me when he could get larger sizes of Super Sheen, because he dresses all these tractor tyres. Super Sheen.
Cool.
And all when he cleans them, he dresses his floors, and Super Sheen is the only product that he has. I think he had citrus wash as well, but Super Sheen is, you know, it's a big product for him. And he's desperate. Can't you do it in like a big container? We can't.
Yeah.
Because it's so expensive to buy. But you wouldn't think a farmer would be using Super Sheen.
Well, you wouldn't think a farmer would be dressing the tyres on his tractors, really, but, you know.
I think they were show tractors.
I was going to say you do get show tractors, though, don't you?
Yeah.
I think they were show tractors, but he used it for his tractor tyres. He used it for the inside of his tractor cabs as well. But he says it's just a product that does everything.
Nice.
You know, and obviously it smells nice as well.
It does smell nice, yeah.
So
we used to use it a lot for engine bays as well.
So, again, you know, I'll carry on. So Super Sheen engine bays, you can apply for plastics, obviously. That can go on the engine, hoses.
Rubber hoses,
plastic parts, etc. You've got rubber surfaces, tyres, arch. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those products that Super Sheen's been around for a long, long time. It's one of those products that I don't think people realise of what it can do.
It's a more traditional style of products as well, isn't it? It's more, would you think it'd be fair to say it's more of a valeting style product?
Well, I was just going to
say. Detailing style product?
I was just going to say, years ago when I used to clean trucks and valet trucks, I used to do a lot of PDI valets on trucks, and that obviously you've got to dress the tyres, and these truck tyres massive, as you've seen. And Super Sheen type products used to be the product that I'd go to for spraying on the tyre and then brush. It's just a quick way of doing such a large area, you know, on the tyre. You certainly wouldn't do it with an applicator.
No,
it's
quicker to spray, apply it, and then deal with any possible residual product, like if it's on the wheel or whatever, than it is to brush it or apply it with an applicator. Yeah.
And obviously, you know, in the truck cabs and whatever, there's a lot of rubber flooring and plastic flooring and whatnot. I mean, obviously, we don't endorse that, of course. You know, don't put Super Sheen on your rubber floor, especially if you might get it on your pedals, etc. But back in the day, you know, the trucks have got a lot of plastic in the middle. So you've got
the sensor console.
Sensor console thing, stuff, So Super Sheen was perfect for that. But the tyres were just, it was just so quick and easy.
Yeah. You
know? So Super Sheen style product was my go-to back in the day.
So it's back on me.
Yeah, go on.
Right. Vision Plus.
Wow, you are. Not
on my list here, all right.
Buy products today, Dale.
Yes. Well, it's in both ranges, isn't it? Vision Plus. We've got it in the Autobrat range and the Extreme range.
Yeah.
It's just a fantastic product. It's great on your glass of your cars. I even know people use it on shower screens. For me personally, obviously, it's the bike thing. Mm-hmm. It's great for cleaning, like your helmet visor. It's in a handy 100ml bottle.
So obviously, it removes bugs and whatnot.
Yeah, removes bugs, traffic film, even like dirty water if it's been raining.
Yeah.
And also, it gives you that little bit of protection.
Yeah.
So, if you get caught in a bit of a shower, you've got that bit of repellency, and it does work.
It is a great product. It is a great product.
I was gutted when we got rid of Pain, but then when we bought that in...
There you go. Brucey bonus.
Brucey bonus.
Blast from the past, bit of Pain.
So what do you think of Vision Plus, Kev?
Yeah, Vision Plus is really good. Obviously, we tend to use it mainly as a maintenance thing. So if we do a customer's car that's got Repel on, we can then use that as a maintenance product for cleaning the glass, so it doesn't strip the Repel off the glass, but it adds a little bit of a boost to it every time you use it.
Yeah,
I was going to say a bit of a booster.
Yeah, so it's really good for that.
Yeah.
Again, it works well as a standalone as well. If you haven't got Repel, you don't want to go to the trouble of applying it, waiting the 15 minutes, taking it off.
Yeah.
It works really well as a standalone. But it's really easy to use, and it's a really friendly, user-friendly glass cleaner as well.
Yeah, it's safe on all glass, perspex.
You're not going to worry about perspex, polycarbonate, sort of stuff. So yeah, it's a really good product. And like I say, the 100ml are really handy for your bike, but they're also really handy for keeping your car.
You can keep it in your glove box or anything, can't you? Your door card or whatever, it's handy to have.
Quite good for phone screens as well.
Are they?
Mm. There you go.
I guess you want my next one now, don't you?
Is it yours or is it mine?
No, it's mine.
Okay, go on then.
So this product is, it's a product that you can't do without if you're in the interior of your car, and that's got to be Fab.
Fab.
Again, another product that's been with us for a while.
It's just Fab.
But has been reformulated once at least, I know of, maybe twice.
Maybe twice, yeah.
Yep. So it's gone through a couple of different fragrances, but again, it's a really, really versatile well dilatable interior cleaner for fabrics, carpets, plastics.
Fab is probably my missus' favourite product.
Great around the house as well, yeah.
It is, honestly.
Yeah,
it's an excellent pre-spotter. You've got a stain on the floor on the carpet. It's perfect for that.
It's a nice high foamer as well, so the foam lifts the dirt and the stains out of the fabric, so you can then wipe it away with a microfiber.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be wet vacked, depending on how much you apply. Unlike a lot of interior cleaners, which do require extraction.
Mm.
So a really good product, and I love the smell as well.
It has a great smell.
Yeah, I'll go with that, Kev. That's a good one, that is.
Yep.
Fab. Been around a long time, Fab has.
Mm. And dilatable as well, Kev, isn't it?
Yeah, really good dilation on that. So, I mean, again, your average, I'd probably say I tend to use it most at around about 10 to 1.
Yeah.
But you can go 5 to 1, you can go neat, you can go sort of 30 to 1 if you're just using it as a light interior wipe down, like plastics and stuff. But 10 to 1 tends to be my preferred dilution.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Because it sits just in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gives you a little bit more cleaning power, but still allows
you to... Still got a bit of bite, but still gentle.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Cool product. I do like Fab.
Good choice. Right. You ready? My next product is a product that hasn't been around for a long time, and it's called Wheel and Tyre Cleaner.
Wheel and Tyre Cleaner.
Mm.
So a product that hasn't been around for a long time.
Not a long
it's
time.
Relatively recent.
Recent products.
Cool.
Now, obviously, we used to do very cherry, non-acidic wheel cleaner, yep. But we've really stepped up with wheel and tyre cleaner because it's now a tyre cleaner as well. And the way that reacts on a tyre is phenomenal.
When you see the dirt coming out the side.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
The amount of rubbish, dirt, grime.
It's like the brown slime that it draws out.
Yeah, it just draws that out. And it's phenomenal. It's a fantastic wheel cleaner. You can pretty much spray this product on a wheel. It gives you a good rinse, and 90% of the dirt is gone.
Yeah,
but on the tyre, it's great. It really is great. It works. It's very, very effective, and it works great.
And it's safe on all wheels.
Yeah. So that's my choice.
So I mean, Wheel and Tyre was basically, it was an evolution of
Very Cherry Non-Acid. Yeah, I mean, Very Cherry Non-Acid has been around for many, many years. Yeah. But we just wanted to spice it up a bit, I think. You know, a lot of people clean their tyres the same time as they clean the wheels.
So again, you're pulling out a step, because a lot of the time when we've done tyre cleaning in the past, you do it with citrus, which you can still do.
Yeah.
But you would normally do it separately. So you do your wheels first, you come back, then you clean your tyres.
Yeah.
With Wheel and Tyre, you can do them at the same time using the same product.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's dilatable as well.
Yeah.
Dilatable as well.
Good value for money.
Just more economical to use that product, isn't it, while you're there doing it.
Exactly.
It's got a
rare man juice.
A pleasant fragrance as well.
It's got a lovely grape fragrance.
And it's a lovely colour.
It's great. So that's my choice.
Cool.
That's my choice.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, it's a great product.
So if you haven't tried it, give it a go.
You need to. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely Wheel and Tyre Cleaner.
So it's back to me again.
Mm.
Blimey. So
we can get another bike.
It's going to be another bike. I only wash my bike. So for me, it's the
wash himself.
Chain and sprocket degreaser.
Or his pants.
Wow. I knew you could say that.
But it is. It's without a doubt, it's the best, chain and sprocket degreaser I've ever used, ever.
The way it dissolves grease around that chain
is
phenomenal.
Sometimes you haven't even got agitate.
No.
You just spray it on it. You just see it dripping off.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's phenomenal. It's great on bike chains, sprockets. Obviously, you do agitate it to get into all your nooks and crannies of your chain. You know. As long as you're rinsing it off after, it's a great product. Like any chain cleaners, just make sure you're rinsing the bike and then re-lubing.
Yeah.
Make sure you...
Never forget your lube.
Yeah, make sure you re-lube.
You never want a dry chain.
Again, it's sort of superseded from the old Demon in the Hellshine range.
Yeah, yeah.
Another good degreaser.
Yeah. And, just better for bikes.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go with that, Dale. He says, I like products when they are really effective at what they do, when they work really well.
And you don't have to just clean sprockets and chains with it, do you, Kev? There's things on cars you can use.
I was just about to say, obviously, you looked at me and you saw what I was going to say. So, for things like engine bays, particularly if you've got an older car.
Well, like a Mini with oil leaks.
Like a Mini with oil leaks.
Like a Corsa.
No oil leaks on my car, I'll have you know.
Yeah, I've probably got more oil leaks than S.
I might not put a degrease.
You've got more problems with your car than S.
I know.
I might not put a degrease anywhere near the paint with it, just in case. things like underarches. If you're doing a major underarch clean where, a lot of people with modern cars now will take the arch liners out and make sure there's no build-up of dirt and debris behind that to cause corrosion. Something like chain sprocket degreaser will work fantastic at getting rid of all that crap from behind there. Yeah.
Grease around the springs and stuff.
Dry.
Yeah.
If you want to, to do a concourse clean underneath, that will work really, really well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So, fantastic product. So my last one then is Citrus Wash. So again,
I knew you were going to say that.
Another product's been around for a while, following a similar sort of theme to the Magifone pre-wash thing. Mm. Citrus Wash, massively versatile, massively dilutable.
Yeah,
I like the smell.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a strong smelling product. It does
great
smell
value
nice.
For money.
Yeah, brilliant. Use it for pretty much anything. Mm.
That must be one of our best selling products, Citrus Wash.
I mean. Whenever we have sales and stuff, Citrus Wash flies out.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But again, it's a product that you don't need to buy massive quantities of, because you can dial it to anything from 100 to 1 at the outside, right down to sort of 5-to-1 or even neat if you're doing engine bays and, you know, again, degreasing.
A light degreaser, it works really well.
What does it do? So you do paint work, engine bays, you can use it as a tyre cleaner, underarch cleaning, you can use it as an interior cleaner if you need to do it on fabrics.
Rubber mat.
Rubber mats. You can put it through a snow foam lance, you can apply it through pump spray, you can apply it by, you know, trigger spray in a bottle. It's just a
massive versatile product. Yeah. It's use it for everything.
Soft top cleaning.
Yeah.
You know, mould, moss, all that sort of stuff. Campers, caravans.
Wow.
Motorbikes, you've used it on bikes, haven't you?
Before the bike cleaner come out, I used to use Citrus. It was a great product.
It's one of the few products that I think if you run out of something, cleaner-wise, you could probably get away with using Citrus, even as a wheel cleaner. So that has probably got to be my number one product, if I'm honest.
It was.
It's hard to argue with that, Kev, to be fair.
Yeah, it was Auto Express winner a few years ago as well. Mm. Citrus wash was.
Yep.
I'm probably talking 3 years ago, maybe.
But the formula hasn't changed, has it?
No, it's great. Yeah. You can't improve on perfection, Dale.
I know.
Every time I look in the mirror, you can all see the top of your hair.
Our mirror's dead low in our house because Dawn's smaller than me.
You'd just be
looking at your knees when you walked in, Kev.
So my last product then. It's been around for many years, and it's Purple Rain.
Yeah,
I think Purple Rain is probably our best selling product.
It's not our best, but it's definitely in the top three.
Yeah, it's definitely in the top three.
One of the biggest wow factor.
Yeah, products. It is. Yeah, if you want
Purple Rain makes the best videos.
Definitely. I mean, if you want a product to if you want to see something happening when you use a product,
look at that Street FX video.
Yeah,
how many views has that had now?
32 million.
How many?
32 million. It's crazy.
I wish I'd have got commission for that.
And
video.
That was just a video that you did.
On your phone, wasn't it, Kev?
It was, but you were a client.
It was on my phone. I did it with a trainee.
The trainee?
Yeah, so basically we had a Range Rover in. It was a regular customer who didn't wash a car very often.
Caked in brake dust on it.
Yeah, but it wasn't, again, it was like ingrained brake dust. It wasn't something that I'd intentionally... A lot of people ask.
So you didn't empty the Hoover bag and put the Hoover bag on?
You remember that comment, do you?
I do.
So apparently I emptied the Hoover bag on the wheel and then sprayed it on. But basically, we just did it. It was a really quick, 5-10 second video of spraying it onto a dirty wheel, watching it react and rinsing it off.
32.8 million. I saw. Every time it pops up on my memories on my phone, I have to reshare it again because it's like 32 million. What? Ridiculous.
I mean, that went all over the world. We got people from America.
Yeah, we did.
Australia, loads of places.
I was in dispatch with Big John then, and we were shipping them out everywhere.
It's just one of those products that have been around for many years, and it's visually, it's fantastic. Now, obviously, it's designed as a fallout remover.
Mm-hmm. Not a wheel cleaner.
It's not designed as a wheel cleaner, but of course you can use it on wheels.
It does work effective.
And it's very effective on wheels, as it is paintwork.
Yeah, I mean, when me and Clive are in the Back to Basics, Clive normally refers to it as a cheap product, which basically means if you've got a set of wheels you want to clean really quickly, you can spray it on, leave it a couple of minutes and just rinse it off.
Yeah.
And it'll probably get them to around about 90% clean. Mm-hmm. So spray, dwell, rinse.
That's a good thing to say, a cheap product a lot.
Yeah. We just needed Purple Rain.
And that was the old Purple Rain cab on it, the 2.0. It wasn't the new...
That was Purple Rain.
The gel base
was
the one
that was on that video, yeah.
Yeah, 2.0 was like a very runny product. And then we bought 3.0.
It's come through a couple of variations.
Yeah,
The original Purple Rain was quite thick.
Yeah.
Then we went with a thinner version, didn't we? And then we've gone back to a thicker gel.
Yeah. It was a little bit more foamy, wasn't it, the 2.0?
Yeah.
It absolutely stunk. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It stunk.
Unfortunately, Fallout Removers do.
It absolutely stunk. And. We couldn't really get away from it.
It did
really, that smell. However, we have done recently. Would you believe there's a raspberry fragrance in it now?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't believe that.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry.
it's still got a little bit of a tinge to it, but
you'll
it's
never
nowhere near as bad.
You'll never get away from the Purple Rain smell, I don't think.
However, we did do a Halloween version, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Which was licorice.
Yeah.
And that one too bad.
Everyone really liked that one.
Really liked that one.
In terms of smell.
Shall we bring licorice back?
Maybe we should do that.
Maybe we should, eh?
Maybe.
Lovely.
Getting back to Purple Rain smelling, Dale, I don't know if you know, that was one of the first jobs I did when I started working here.
What, smelling Purple Rain?
Bottling it.
How did you apply for that job, Kev?
With a Jorgen and IBC.
Person wanted to smell Purple Rain.
So
all I'm going to say, Dale, is just don't ask him about Citrus Pearl.
Don't ask Mark about Superfoam.
or IPA.
Touché.
Or IPA. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, so...
Although you nearly killed us that day, Kev. Me and Will, yeah.
That's fine.
Because he spilt a load of IPA, rent off in a huff, you come in with a fag, skin on here, lads. Kev.
That was back in the day.
That was
many years ago.
Many years ago, yes. We are much more professional these days.
Of course.
Are we?
Yes, totally.
No, we've got other people who'd be professional now. We're out of it. Yeah.
So, yeah, we did a special Halloween edition of the Purple Rain, and that was licorice.
That was really good. That was
very well received, that one.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Talking of Halloween, have we got anything special for Halloween this time?
That'd be telling. I tell you what, though, it's literally round the corner. Look, Christmas. How long's Christmas now away?
We don't know. We don't talk about Christmas.
Yeah. We have to. It's a thing.
We don't.
Well, we have to now because we have to get ready for it. Yeah. But it's just, this year's just gone rapid.
We have got plans for Christmas, but we will divulge more information later on.
We've always got plans for something. But
we're doing things a little bit different this year.
Yeah, we can't say nothing. Just yet.
So anyway, what's your final product?
That was my final
product. That was his final product.
Yeah.
Mine then. So this was really hard for me, but I was tossing up between two products. No, Kev.
Okay.
But in the end, I had to go for Duo.
Duo?
Duo. Yeah.
Now, this is a product very unexpected. This is a product that hasn't been out long.
Correct. This is part of the Extreme Range. Surprise, surprise.
Okay.
But it's a 2-in-1 polish.
Yeah.
So it's great for your paintwork, but also really good on like chrome or aluminium. So that'll work as well.
Yeah, especially because obviously your bike, your older bike, you've got a lot of chrome and et cetera. So
that's actually a newer bike.
The bike we never see.
Don't bring it out because if a bit of rain gets on it,
that was out Sunday. It was all over Derbyshire Sunday. That was.
Was it dry Sunday?
Yes.
There you go.
I rest my case.
But so, yeah, no, it's a fantastic product. I've used it on my Tiger and on my Chrome Tank on my Interceptor, and it just brings the paintwork up. It's just I used to love cherry glaze, and I still do, but this Duo for me.
Duo's got a little bit more bite.
Yeah,
a bit more
bite. But it's still quite gentle.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we've had...
Yeah, protection-wise, it's not going to give you the same protection as light cherry glaze, is it? But if you want your paintwork pop.
Yeah.
So...
Okay. Yeah, good choice.
And like I say, it's great on engine casings for aluminium engine cases, chrome exhaust, things like that.
But listen, you know, there's lots and lots of products that we do. That Autobrite do. That,
I never just live with five products because
no chance. It's impossible.
You know,
we've got lots of great products. You know, we don't bring it out unless.
Plus, we like to change.
Yeah, we don't bring a product out unless it's great. Do you know what I mean? It works. We do. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of discussions and debates about products and what we should do and what we shouldn't do, and we don't bring anything out without putting a lot of thought into it.
Of course, we listen to our customers, but the thought of a product now that goes into a product is huge.
Yeah.
You know, we don't just say, that'll do. Put it out there.
There's a lot of research, a lot of testing.
Yeah.
A lot of backwards and forwards with it.
Yeah.
A lot of discussion and...
Yeah. Even before it's like starts, you know, the ingredients are put together, there's a load of, you know, work into it before even that happens, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. So. And then, you know, to give our customers the best products possible. So there's loads. So, you know, if it's just a chance to get some feedback... Maybe off our customers, if could they respond, you know, wherever?
Yeah.
Wherever. And this is probably going to...
Get the guys, put a post up.
Hopefully, we'll get the podcast and a post or a link and then you can comment in the description.
If you see this, post on your Facebook page, Instagram, leave us a comment.
Give us your top five. Yeah. Top five Autobrite products, you know, and tell us what.
Top five products you'd like to see.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Fragrances you'd like, that normally goes down well.
Mm, doesn't it,
Or any do, you know, if you listen to the last podcast, any do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
What we've missed, what you think.
Yeah. Fantastic. Brilliant. That was
awesome.
That was a good one. Have we got time for one last thing?
We've got 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
I believe Kev's got a bit of a... It's that time.
It's that time.
So
Talking pants. It's back.
I'm done this for a while.
Talking pants. We were actually pretty close together then as well when we said it. For a change.
So this is the part where we basically just talk pants.
Yeah.
But
literal pants.
But we have got a bit of a pant fact that we do every time we do this.
We have got a complete.
We are running out of pant facts, though.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
So we may have to consider changing it for something else.
But Kev's come up with a blinder.
Go on, Kev. What's your pant fact?
So I've got a good pant fact here. So after Michael Hirschi gave Eric Curtis Lowe a wedgie on May the 8th, 2003, Lowe fatally shot him. The prosecutor for the case said in his closing arguments that receiving a wedgie is not a reason to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Killed for a wedgie.
I give Matthew wedgies.
Wow.
Don't give him a gun.
Yeah, don't buy him a gun.
No chance.
He's got no defence, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You wouldn't really expect that, but mind you.
So if you're listening, Matthew, it's okay to shoot your dad the next time he gives you a wedgie.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the potato. Yeah, have you got a water pistol?
The potato gun.
Yeah.
Remember them potato guns?
Potato guns.
Spud gun.
You snick your mum's taters.
That's it.
And fill them full of holes.
And then put them back.
It's a little like some worm had been in them.
That's a good pant fact.
That was good, that was Kev. Yeah, it's really good.
Took a lot of digging up that one, didn't it?
So I think that's the end of the podcast. Top five detailing products that you cannot live without.
Yeah, I've enjoyed that.
It's time for us to go home as well.
I think it is. Yeah, that was really really good. I really enjoyed that. So, as ever, thank you ever so much for listening to us three drag on for the last 41 minutes.
Yeah, and we'll be back on a more regular basis.
We will be back with more content and more things to talk about.
We're semi regular.
Yeah, and if there's anything or anything you want to know or anything you'd like us to talk about AD related, then drop us an email or drop us a comment.
Drop us a comment, I think. Yeah, there'll be a chance to get some feedback from you guys on our social media. So you can always put comments in there, what you think, what you'd like to see, what you'd like to hear.
Yeah.
It's a good chance to leave some comments.
Definitely.
So until the next time, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you soon.
Yeah, thanks for listening,
guys.
See you
later. Take care. Bye.
Tune in next time to the Autobright Direct podcast. Because looks are everything. Get down.